Hello, welcome to the Roundhouse Rundown, your weekly glance at all things Shocker Athletics. Each week, we give you a quick listen on events, promotions, and ticket deals. There's a trivia question and a bit of Shocker history to wrap it up. This week's trivia question: Gene Smithson took over as WSU basketball coach in 1978. Which team did the Shockers defeat for his first victory over a ranked opponent? A, was it Indiana State and Larry Bird? B, Kansas? Or C, Iowa? As always, we make you listen a little bit longer for the answer. Stick around. We promise it's worth it. Shocker men's basketball is 8-5 after wrapping up non-conference play with an 88-57 win over Eastern Kentucky. They open American Conference play at 3 p.m. Wednesday at UAB. Shockers continue on the road at Charlotte at 5 p.m. on January 3rd. Both of those games are on ESPNU and, as always, on KEYN with Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull. The first conference home game is January 7th, 6:30 p.m. versus Rice. It's baby race night at Koch Arena. WSU women's basketball opens conference play also on the road. They are at Tulsa, 6:30 p.m. Tuesday. The Shockers play Tulane at 2 p.m. Saturday at Koch Arena on throwback night with throwback themes and low, low concession prices. Temple visits Koch Arena on January 6th, and it's father-daughter night with a two-for-one ticket special. Your trivia answer, C, the Iowa Hawkeyes. The Shockers defeated number 13 Iowa 60-56 in the 1981 NCAA tournament at Levitt Arena for their first win over a ranked opponent in Gene Smithson's tenure. Smithson Shockers did have some other notable wins earlier in his tenure. They defeated a DePaul team that would go on to play in the 1979 Final Four for his first win as coach at Wichita State. Next season, Wichita State defeated Michigan State, which had won the NCAA title the previous season. This week in Shocker history, December 29th, 1962, one of the most notable games in the program's history, drew the largest crowd in arena history, 11,357, at what was then known as the WU Fieldhouse. They watched the 16th-ranked Shockers upset number 2 Ohio State, 71-54. Dave Stallworth scores 22 points for the Shockers, who shoot 58.3% from the field, and their defense limited the Buckeyes to 44%. Why was that game so notable? Because of the success of both of those teams. That Shocker team would finish 19-8. Ranked number 5 nationally, and they played in the NIT after finishing second in the Missouri Valley Conference behind NCAA runner-up Cincinnati. That win capped a homestand in which the Shockers defeated Arizona State. That's a Sun Devil team that would end up the season number 4 in the Associated Press poll. Also defeated Michigan State, Louisville, and Minnesota during that run at the Fieldhouse. Ohio State would share the Big Ten title with Illinois and finish the season number 7 in the Associated Press poll. Thank you for listening. You can find more information on schedules, tickets, and promotions at GoShockers.com. You can also find podcasts and stories at GoShockers.com as part of the Roundhouse's coverage of the Shockers.